Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about. America, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, Americans, are having a great debate among ourselves at this moment. And it's what I call, the debate is about what I call the prime question of our time. And the question is, which is more precious to us, liberty or security? Folks, write that down. Write that question down. Please do that. Write that question down. It's going to be on the test. I'm serious about this. Which is, ask yourself this question. Ask your spouse, ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask your children. Which is more precious to you, liberty or security? That's the prime question of our time. Benjamin Franklin, remember him? One of the great founders, he warned us 200 plus years ago that trading liberty for security is likely to get neither, is likely to produce neither. Trading liberty for security is likely to get you neither. Recently, we asked our online audience about this issue. We had actually 2 weeks apart, we had a variation on the question. First one was, what do you think about the federal government accessing the cell phone records of over 100 million Americans? That's when they accessed Verizon. And then we asked them this week later, how do you feel about companies like Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and others giving the government access to their servers and your private digital information? That's the PRISM program. The PRISM, P-R-I-S-M, I guess it is. Where they can just plug right into these databases that have your information in it. How do you feel about that? Well, of those two questions, the first one, 9 out of 10, and the second one, 8 out of 10 of you said that essentially you are unwilling to make the trade that Franklin warned us about. You were unwilling. The way you answered the question demonstrated that you were concerned about, you are even unwilling to trade liberty for security. And it seems like our audience seems to be a lot less polarized than the political class and the talking heads, which seem to be split down the middle on this topic. So Main Street small business owners seem to not be so polarized. It's one thing to be inconvenienced in an airport, right? We all go through this when we go through airports, fly somewhere. It's one thing to be inconvenienced in an airport in the name of security. But that experience is measured in a matter of minutes, right? But it's something else when the government says it wants to have unfettered ability to get all up in our business 24/7. That's what they're asking, basically asking us for. It seems to me that the issue for most Americans is not so much whether the government can make good use of this information for national security purposes. Most of us wouldn't argue about how handy all that information could be to them. But government isn't an folks, in this case, government is not an abstract idea. It's real people with names and faces that we know. And when it's revealed that those same people, or at least people under their control, under their management, have behaved in a political way with one aspect of our personal lives and for information, which we've been seeing. And then those same people asked to be given more access in the name of national security. Well, that starts moving the needle on our creepy meter, doesn't it? To me, the issue is akin to the torture debate. The official policy right now of the U.S. government is that we do not torture people to get information, even so far as to say we won't torture a subject if we know he has information that could prevent an imminent threat to our country. We still won't torture that person, By making that decision, we've essentially said that we're willing to have to work harder and smarter in other ways than torture, in other ways that conform more closely to our values. So, if the government finds itself needing information that may be bound up in our collective private information, why don't we apply the torture standard? And when we feel that we need more information, we've got an imminent threat. We need to, you know, whatever we need to do. Indiscriminate mass data collection of private information of citizens by the government does not conform to our values that we hold dear. It's at least that's what our polls show. And this is why I want small business owners and all of us, I want all Americans to be more involved in this debate, to read more, to listen more, to pay more attention to this, folks. This is not a small issue. I am convinced that this is the national prime question of our time, that we've got to decide of how we feel about indiscriminate mass data collection of private information of citizens by the government. Does that conform to our values, the values that we hold dear, and that the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution gives us the rights to? The Fourth Amendment, to me, is pretty unambiguous. If you go Google Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. I promise you, if you will Google the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and you read that Fourth Amendment, you will have a better understanding of how to plug in, a better ability how to plug into this debate that's going on right now about what are we willing to trade, how much liberty are we willing to trade for security. Now notice, I haven't said to you, I did talk about the torture thing. I do believe that. I believe that we need to, I haven't told you what I thought your value should be. That's up to you. But I do believe that that's what this is about. What are our values? How precious is your liberty? How precious is your security? And consequently, I believe that whoever's president, Bush, Obama, or whoever, if you want to keep us safe, you're just going to have to work harder and smarter to do that. And no one ever said that that job was going to be easy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.